A letter from Greater Amsterdam School District Superintendent Thomas Perillo says elevated levels of lead were found in a variety of sources, including drinking water fountains, at three separate buildings, Barclay, Marie Curie, and Techler Elementary Schools. The superintendent says immediate action was taken after test results were returned last week. Bottled water and water coolers are being provided to students and staff. Water at the school's kitchens and cafeterias was determined safe to drink. The district decided to test for lead in response to recent headlines about lead, PFOA, and other contaminants being discovered in communities across the region. Perillo says water samples were taken at each of the district's buildings as part of a building condition survey, which was being conducted ahead of a recently approved $49 million capital project to upgrade plumbing, electrical, and mechanical systems.
So from our architects, we thought it was probably a good idea, and it made sense to actually have our facilities tested under the building condition survey, and we did, and the first report did come back with elevated levels in those three schools.
Elevated lead levels were also recently found in Niskayuna schools. Schenectady schools recently announced it would test for lead as well. It's also been found in Binghamton, Ithaca, and New Rochelle. Tim Creamer, executive director of the New York School Boards Association, says districts across the state are being taken by surprise.
School districts are counting on a municipal water source that they believe has already been tested and is coming to us clean as a whistle. And what we are finding out is that we have in schools old buildings with lead pipes, and learning that it is possible, once we test these, that we're finding out that we have significant amount of contaminants in our water.
Amsterdam is currently awaiting retests due back in June. Perillo says the contamination is suspected of being sourced from certain pipes and fixtures that have since been shut off.
The idea is to keep everyone safe to not use those fixtures until the retest comes back.
The capital project will replace all the fixtures within the district. Studies have shown that lead poisoning can impair learning ability and cause brain damage. Claire Barnett, executive director of Healthy Schools Network, recently told WAMC that young children can be more vulnerable to lead poisoning than adults.
They breathe more air per pound of body weight than adults, and they drink more water per pound of body weight than adults. You certainly don't want to send kids to school to do well on all their work, be in school, stay healthy, and achieve to their optimal level, and then along the way, ask them to drink leaded water. Doesn't work very well.
Perillo says he backs legislation being considered by the State Assembly to require regular testing of lead in schools. Assembly Bill A9687 would require schools to test for lead and also allow districts to use school aid to test for and remediate lead contamination. It would also require districts to notify parents. Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara, who represents Amsterdam, is a co-sponsor.
Regular testing of water in schools is very, very important because it will identify problems before they become a crisis. And there's also funding that can be put behind this to remedy those problems as quickly as possible.
The Federal Lead Contamination Control Act and Lead and Copper Rule address lead in drinking water. Testing guidelines are recommended to schools but are not mandatory. Earlier this month, activists gathered at the state capitol to push for a 5-point action plan to address lead contamination. It would require schools test for lead and copper contamination, provide safe drinking water if elevated levels are detected, and inform parents and teachers quickly. It asks the state to provide funding for remediation and for annual reporting on state testing from the State Department of Health. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.